Hello, I'm Michelle.
Hi, I'm Kyla. And today we decided to discuss the coronavirus and addressing the hidden trauma behind it all.
So before we really get into the depth of the trauma that could be associated with this outbreak, we want to give you guys an update for those who don't know about the coronavirus, or better known as the COVID-19 disease. So now, coronavirus is a large family of viruses which cause illness to animals or humans. So it can affect your pets, but it's still being researched of how detrimental it can be to your pets. Only a few cases, particularly one in Tokyo, that they found that a dog had contracted a disease. Now, the COVID-19, it's called that name because the coronavirus is more detrimental than previous strains of it. This is a strain of the virus. Now, I know many of you are like, oh, well, my disinfectant wipes or my cleaner says it kills this virus. Yes, it does say that the coronavirus can be killed by these chemicals, but however, that strain is completely different from what's here today, which is why our health departments and the CDC or the WHO organization is so concerned about it, because at this time there is nothing to
vaccine,
treat it, or control it. So there's a lot of panic about what could happen or what is happening. And then some of the symptoms that you find from the COVID-19 are similar to that of the flu, which, guys, the flu is dangerous on its own, and this is dangerous, even more dangerous, because there's no control on it. We're not saying this to let anybody panic, but more to educate and inform you of what's really going on. Some people get infected and carry it and recover from disease without needing special treatment, while others have a harder time with the disease, or some die from it, especially elderly or older individuals with health issues, because it affects your breathing. So we really have to protect these people that can barely protect themselves. Now, it is easy for this COVID-19 to spread. Guys, you have to wash your hands. I know there's a lot of people wearing gloves and
face masks,
and I see people in the stores with the gloves and touching stuff, but you defeat the purpose when you take the gloves, you're touching the things on the shelf, and then you're going back into your vehicle with the same gloves, and you're touching your steering wheels, and you're still carrying whatever was out there back into your car, then into your home. The mask, guys, you should wear it only if you're sick. It's really, the health officials need it. It could even cause you to have problems breathing, you know, gaining more understanding of why people are wearing a mask. If you're not sick, I don't think you should be wearing a mask, and limit your interactions with other people. Not to panic, but really socially distance yourself, and we're going to explain more about it shortly.
It's social distancing. But yes, about social distancing. The government is basically telling us to distance ourselves away from people, like a large gathering of people. They're telling you to avoid crowded bars, concerts, places with a lot of people. They say preferably do not gather in groups of more than 10. And they said at least to maintain 3 feet between you and the next person, just that, you know, you don't have the person blowing in your face and stuff like that. To be able to not be around too much people, because, as you said, the coronavirus is very infectious. It's easy to catch. Your body, you know, Yeah, so everybody's just trying to protect themselves. It's no offense that when, you know, you're out there, if you have to be in the public, that, you know, you're distancing yourself away from people. Because I remember when I was in the store, you know, the outbreak, I was not trying to be near to people because you never know if they're carrying the disease. Because they don't know. Just like the flu, you don't really know until, like, when it's getting better, when you're contracting the disease, or if you go to a doctor to, like, test it. And sometimes it doesn't even show up right away. So a lot of people are doing screenings and coming through the airport, and it didn't show up. And then when they went home and stuff, they started to feel ill, and then that's when it started to show up. So just have to be careful.
Right, and this is causing a lot of anxiety and stress to people, because they're not really sure. For myself as well, I've never been like, okay, somebody coughed, oh, I'm not going to go that way. But because of the scare, it's made me feel a little bit more anxious and made me feel, become more aware that, oh my goodness, I'm reacting to what, how somebody's behaving, or just by a little cough or a little sneeze, I'm just like, ooh, back away. And, you know, I don't want to put myself in that position where I'm just living on the edge. And that's why we want to talk about mental health. And then before we get to that, I want to just remind you guys to, like Kyla said, keep your distance.
Avoid touching eyes, mouth, and
right,
everything on your face. I know it's a comfort for some people, including myself, but try to take, you know, hands out of the mouth. And, you know, they already said no shaking of hands, you know.
Right.
Keep the distance for now. I mean, we'll get better where we could go back to shaking hands and stuff like that.
In the future.
In the future. We're not at the current moment, but, you know.
Right, and all of this is to follow good respiratory hygiene. So you're protecting yourself, and you're basically nipping it before it gets outrageously horrible, you know. So a lot of this social distancing is, okay, we're going to do this to protect ourselves so it doesn't get to this case where we have a lot of people dying. It's not really for us to hoard things or to get into a panic. It's really to protect us. We're taking protective measures as a country to better our circumstance. And I think it's a good thing what they're doing now, to stop it from getting out of hand.
Yeah, spreading so quickly. Basically.
Because our health officials, they need time to be able to find vaccines or cures to treat this disease. In order to do that, they need people to cooperate, and they can't treat so many people when it's an overflow of illnesses coming in, because then their life is going to be at risk as well, because they could get sick. And
their immune system gets compromised,
right,
basically.
If our health officials get sick, then who's going to be there to find a cure? Who's going to be able to assist us the way that we need to be assisted?
Yeah.
So we have to be able to cooperate and follow instructions. Stay up to date with what's being said in the news. And talking about it, it's not a joke. It's a serious matter. You know, respect our authorities, work together as a community so that we can overcome it and pass through it and avoid getting sick, and protecting our elders, protecting our future, basically.
Yeah. And people think that it will only affect elders, but also can affect young persons, especially persons with underlying illnesses. Not because you think you're a teenager that you might not develop this bad sickness and maybe even die. You never know. So don't go around saying, yeah, I'm going to socialize, because it's not affecting me. It's only for the elderly. There's no such thing. It's just like the flu, basically, similar. You could contract it to a just higher risk for the elderly.
That's right. And then if you think about it, if you're catching it and it doesn't affect you, think about the next person that you're going to spread it to, and then it affects that person, may even kill that person because you have gotten a disease. So it's a domino effect. In order to protect them, we must protect ourselves. We must care. Practice good hygiene, follow the instructions of the health, our our government, our health officials are saying, and social distance, hygiene, and take care of yourself, work as a community. So we'll talk about your mental health, because like I said, there's a lot of anxiety, fears, stress. You don't know if you're going to have a job, the stability of your home, if you're going to have food, if you're going to have water, if there's consequences for the market going down. There's so many different stresses that can happen, and we want to just address some of these
stressful situations that you have. I feel like that a lot of persons, that for me, who I've seen, you know, joking about the coronavirus, I feel like that's their way of coping with the whole breakout. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like that's their way of, you know, trying not to stress about it, but then they are like really stressing out because they're making these funny videos and stuff like that. It's really affecting their brain, their mental health, as they don't know how they're gonna cope with it. I feel like there's a lot of question about if they have enough supply to last them, because, you know, they're saying this outbreak might, you know, be lasting until like July or August, and people are already starting to panic even more, as to say, do they have enough supply to serve them until that time?
Right. So it's like, how do you cope with something that you don't have a control on or understand? Like, it could go any way.
Mm-hmm.
And it could even be longer than what the anticipated time for it to go away.
Yeah.
So we understand that there's a lot of stress with it, because it's this virus, the COVID-19, is a part of the unknown, currently a part of the unknown. Doesn't mean that it will be there forever, but at this state, this unknown is what has people trying to figure out how to cope with it.
Yeah.
As Kyla was saying, people are making jokes at it to address. We've seen people make music videos out of it. Some people don't understand the seriousness of it and are doing pranks and scaring people, but it's serious, and you want to stay alert. I mean, it's okay to cope, and laughter is okay, but
to what extent
do you laugh at it, or to cause somebody else more stress because
like
of what you're doing?
You're playing a prank on someone who is really in a bad place, meaning that they are worrying about all these questions in their mind about stability of their home, as Michelle said before, if they're going to have a job and food, and then if they're not working, they're always, how do they get paid to survive for the rest of the year, and how many kids they have, and all that stuff. The government cannot provide for everybody, so.
That's the reality.
These people are joking about this stuff, but it's a serious matter, and not everybody will be able to take it in a joking manner, so I feel like it really affects some persons when people joke about the COVID-19.
Right. And then everyone reacts to stressful situations differently.
Yeah.
So it may not seem as stressful to you, but then somebody else who doesn't have control of the situation, it may cause them a dire amount of stress. And we don't want to downplay it because of how a person is feeling about it, because each person copes differently. What may seem like a little thing to you may be a disaster to them. And as a community, we should come together and work on helping each other overcome this. And there's help out there available for those who feel stressed out or fear and anxiety about the disease. And there's a community that can help you.
Yeah. Also, I wanted to say that I feel like with me personally, I'm not that stressed about the COVID-19. I mean, I am anxious about the results and how it affects for me as a student, school, and, you know, other lifestyle, you know, problems. I'm like, how does it, like, affect it? But I feel like because of my family, we're, like, keeping updated and, you know, informed and, you know, calm as possible about it. I'd be like, that's why I'm not so stressed, because I'd be like, you could also stress your children and other family members if you don't remain calm and try to educate everybody about it. So I feel like you could really stress the kids out too, and I feel like that's why some of our kids that are online now are behaving the way they are behaving, because of what they see their parents are doing and how they're talking about it. So I think.
Right. And even having to be careful for our elders, because we're trying to protect them, like, especially in our household, we're trying to protect our grandmother, so we're not exposing ourselves to the outside as much as we've done before out of concern. But like Kyla said, try not to stress it, because try different ways to cope with it, even if it's talking as a family, or if listening to the news too much is causing you more anxiety, then step away from it. Spend a day away from it and then come back. You know the steps that's needed to protect yourself and your family, but just step away from what could be causing your distress. And as far as there's other coping strategies that you can do, as far as music, find things that you could find enjoyment in. I know it's a really hard time to really do things that can bring enjoyment, but we have to basically think out of the box. You have to find comfort in what you do. Family, there's communities outside. Talk to a counselor. Talk to somebody who will listen to you if you really need help. Because your mental health is just as important as your physical health. If your mental and emotional health is at risk, then you're breaking down your body as well. Stress isn't going to do you any good. It just makes your immune system much weaker.
Weaker, and you're more prone to the virus that's going on, or any other virus that's going on.
Right, because we also have our normal flu season as well that you can get sick from. And, you know, it could be tough. And I want to say that we're here to really listen to people.
Listen
if you need someone to talk to, we're here. I am a counselor, life coach, and have an opening ear to listen if you need someone to talk to. I saw someone today on the news, and she was just talking about hearing from our officials at the White House about this disease, and she basically is like, I'm hearing it, and I'm hearing stay away from people in large groups, and she looked so traumatized by it, and so just want to let you guys know that it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's not forever, and it's just preventive measures to help keep us healthy and safe. So listen to your health officials. We are here. If you need someone to talk to, that is anybody, you could send us a message. You can contact us. If you need someone to listen, if you're having anxiety, stress, or you can even get depression, because there's a lot of change. Anything that causes you to come out of your comfort zone or forces you to change without you going through these proper steps can cause this kind of discomfort and stress and depression and anxiety. And we don't want you to be alone with that. We want to be able to provide assistance, and we want you to know to take care of yourself. And if you're not having a problem with coping, and you can help a family member or another community individual, go ahead and help them cope through it, because now is really the time to cope together as a community and reduce the amount of stress that we've facing as a country, as a nation. Not just our country is suffering, but everyone across the world is suffering from this illness. So it's not just us. We're working together to fight one cause, and that's understanding this COVID-19 and getting the
Vaccine,
wow, for it.
Yeah, basically getting the COVID-19 under control.
Under control. That is what everyone is working on. So as they're working on that, you work on your mental health. You do things that could keep you at calm, at ease. Spend time with your family. Practice your hygienic procedures. Wash your hands. If you're coughing your elbow, try not to cough in people. If someone's coughing, just remember the droplets to spread. Protect yourself. Don't hoard.
Take your vitamins, too.
Take your vitamins.
Get rest.
Get rest. Rest is very important. Plenty of sleep.
I know your sleep might be affected because, you know, when you're constantly thinking about something, you know, because you're anxious about something, then your sleeping patterns change, and even your eating habits might change, even though, you know, there might be limited food supply, but then you're just eating out of stress, you're just like bored, or just like trying to take your mind off of it. But try to not do that and try to get some rest and take your vitamins. And no, you could go outside, they're not telling you to stay inside, they're just saying social distancing with other people, mixing with all these different type of people, and you go into these large groups, and so you can go outside, get fresh air, because you know when you've been in the house too much, your mental health can be also affected.
Right. Exactly. So you want to be able to, like I was saying, unwind.
Yeah.
Exercise is good. Going out for a run.
Walking your pets if you have pets.
Walking your pets. Getting fresh air.
Basically.
Yeah, eating balanced meals, staying healthy, different things, dancing, music. Music is also always therapeutic for me. I listen to it, and it gets my mood differently. Playing games. This is time when you have your games on your phones too. That really help. Games with your family.
Yeah, it's like a bright side to this whole COVID thing that, you know, we're spending time with the family, and you can play board games and catch up, although, you know, it's still a really stressful time, like I said, but, you know, try to push it behind and just try to spend some time with your family as well. We're dealing with this outbreak of the COVID-19, so, you know, hanging out with your family can also, like, help you to not stress so much. Depends on the type of family you have, because some people, it doesn't work for some people, because some people just, go in their rooms and coop up, and it's fine for them, and while others it's not, it's like they're with their thoughts about this whole COVID-19, and they just, right, you know, get really stressed, and
yeah,
their anxiety takes over.
So, like, and all that. Do whatever helps you unwind, helps you to relax, you know, and become more aware of what could trigger you, and once you figure out what triggers you and your anxious thoughts or distress, then take care of your emotional health, and because that's just as important. Your mental health is important, and once you take care of your mental health, then things might be a little bit easier, and just know that everything is okay, because as a nation, as the world, we're working together to fight one cause. So, we're here for you guys. Stay safe. Stay inside. Well, not really stay inside, but social distancing.
Yeah.
And listen to the health officials. If it's too stressful again.
Every now and then,
give yourself a break. Don't sit there and wait every minute. They're repeating the same things. They're just trying to protect us in general. And unwind, relax, and things will get better.
Yes, things will get better. As I said, if you don't have like a support system, we're here to talk with you, listen, and reason, and just hear about your concerns. Sometimes it's good to let out that frustration, not to coop it up in a bottle and let it overflow, but to just like express yourself to probably someone on the outside. Maybe your family might think that you're a person who panics a lot and they don't want to talk to you. But like I said, we could be your support system.
We'll be your support system. If you don't have a support system, we'll be your support system. So, again, I'm Michelle.
And I'm Kyla.
Bye. Thank you guys for listening. Have a wonderful night.
Good night.
Or morning.